Near the corner of Swan Avenue and South Boulevard, Bud Chiles held a spreadsheet listing the names of dozens of organizations. They had names like Florida First, Alliance for a Strong Economy, and Save Our Constitution. Other details included address, chair, treasurer, and total contributions. The majority of them had the same address, which was the building in front of which Chiles stood. All but one listed the same person, Nancy Watkins, as their treasurer.
This is a switching station for money, coming in from corporations and going out in the name of good government committees.
Chiles says the PACs, named 527s because of where they are in IRS code, sidestep campaign finance laws.
This is the Wild West of Florida politics right now. What's going on is wrong, and it's got to stop. We've seen, you know, $60, $70 million spent in the primary. We're going to have a $150 million governor's race.
While the law limits individual campaign contributions to $500, there is no limit to how much one can donate to PACs like the Committee for Freedom or Prosperity Florida. Some of these groups have so far banked millions of dollars from individuals, businesses, and each other. That money can fund ads supporting a cause or a candidate as long as those ads don't directly tell you how to vote. Chiles said viewers and listeners have the right to know where these organizations are getting the bulk of their money.
And people in Florida need to know who's providing the money for these races and what's behind their interest in doing that. And that's what we're calling for now. Not a limit on free speech, but we want to know who's speaking.
Nancy Watkins is listed as treasurer, registered agent, or both for the 36 PACs her South Tampa firm manages.
This is an accounting firm. It's a CPA firm. We represent a broad range of small, closely held businesses, and we have an area of the practice that has a concentration in compliance and control systems for political organizations and public policy organizations.
Watkins disagrees that major contributors like utilities should make themselves known in the ads. She says the PACs disclose where their money comes from and where it goes, which should be enough.
They have their own website that shows every dollar in, every dollar out with a mission statement. They report every penny in and out also to the Florida Division of Elections. They are registered as tax-exempt status under Code Section 527 with the Internal Revenue Service and show their officers, directors, key employees. This information is immediately available.
Watkins said it's the job of the press to tell the public who is funding which PAC and where that money is going.
That's what we rely on you, the media, for, to help us become informed voters. If that's an important thing that the voter needs to know, that is your job, and we count on you to do just that. That information is available.
Republican Attorney General Bill McCollum ran an unsuccessful gubernatorial primary against the self-funded Rick Scott, but the ads backing McCollum were funded largely by conservative PACs. The Miami Herald reported that the Florida First Initiative and the Sunshine State Freedom Fund paid for a combined $4.1 million in ads pushing McCollum. Contributors to those groups include Progress Energy, the sugar industry, and developers. Chiles said as governor, he hopes to make disclosure of who funds the ads more prominent. He added that he'd rather see the limit on individual contributions lifted.
Personally, I'd rather see a higher contribution limit. And let's do away with the 527s and the leadership funds. Or at least let's get them transparent where people can see what's going in and out.
Accountant Nancy Watkins agrees with Chiles that individual campaign contribution limits need to change, but denies any sleight of hand on the part of her firm. Watkins said she's sure there are similar operations out there that do flout disclosure laws, but hers isn't one of them.
In the statement, it says that in some of these cases that these are pumping millions of dollars into campaigns without having to reveal where the money came from. That I find to be false and misleading, just plain wrong.
Chiles says he would never accept money from a PAC set up for his political benefit and limits individual contributions to his campaign to $250. From South Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.